Some Delawareans trying to enter the state's recreational pot industry say they've been targeted by predatory consultants. From the Delaware Desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Jacqueline Lacey qualifies for a social equity program for Delawareans hurt by the war on drugs. She wants to start a cannabis business. But she fell victim to consultants who convinced her to sign what the Delaware Marijuana Commissioner says are predatory contracts. She says she went with the firm after feeling overwhelmed by the application process.
The state had strict time limits. Like anything the commissioner asked for, I'd have like 10 days. So I felt like I needed them because I couldn't have kept up with it all.
Lacey was awarded two conditional licenses. But Commissioner Joshua Sanderlin says he denied the license requests of Lacey and other social equity applicants in order to prevent the predatory contracts from going into effect.
There wasn't really a lot we could do to, you know, find a way to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. But unfortunately, we were constrained in what we could actually do.
Had the contracts taken effect, Lacey and others could have been on the hook for $1 million to get out of them. Lacey says she has cut ties with the consulting firm and is appealing her license denial. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.